producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is the Doug Estefan, Gloria Estefan's long-lost cousin, Gloria Estefan, Doug Estefan, with Roberta Estefan, Rich Estefan, and we'll be joined in a few minutes by Carrie Estefan, also known as Carrie Hall, to help you out in the health insurance department. Roberta, you need any help there?
No, I'm good in that department. Thank
you. Good in that department. Okay, yeah. Good. Round of applause.
I need help.
I know you do, Rich. Trending at DougStefan.com, the Democratic debate, and then some ancillary items of interest, including the announcement that Sheldon Adelson, the billionaire hotel magnate, mega donor to Newt Gingrich, I think that's when he first became visible, gave Newt Gingrich $250,000, then he gave him $1 million, then he gave him $2 million. Didn't do him any good, but he and his wife, very interesting. I was reading, talking about this profile of these various people that are giving a lot of money and are influential in American politics. His wife is a native Israeli, and she's actually more interested in politics. He's got a set of his foundation that she runs, and one of the things, they do a lot of philanthropy, charitable stuff, and she also is very, very sharp when it comes to the folks who are running, and advises her husband who to support, because he's a little older. I think he's 80-something, and she's 60-something. So he's now promising to give tens of millions of dollars to Marco Rubio. So how will that change the face of the primary campaign and the GOP race in general? Marco Rubio, who isn't worth a plug nickel as far as I'm concerned, but I'm not giving money and I'm not Sheldon Adelson, but you can be sure that all of these guys around there banging on his door and others, there are about a dozen people, including the Koch brothers, who are really Sheldon. Koch brothers, according to this article in Town & Country, are prepared to invest $900 million in the campaign.
Could you imagine the number of people that money would help?
Can you imagine what you could do to
help? Right. Just put it,
but these guys
education.
Just want to control everything. Stop. They want their way.
Stop. Where does that money go?
It goes into the coffers and spends money for advertising. So,
right, exactly.
Helping businesses
trickle down.
Mostly advertising. So,
but then the advertisers have to hire photographers and grips.
No, it does. It does trickle down.
Yeah. Right, so it gets it out. My philosophy on all this political spending is it gets the money out of those who are crazy with all the money down to us, down to radio.
Now, that's an interesting way of putting it.
Yeah. The people
it's an interesting way of putting it.
The catering people, the costume people, like everything.
But doesn't it worry you when someone has that much that's owed to somebody else?
Well, that's the whole idea. That's what Citizens United was all about. That's what that other atrocious Supreme Court ruling was all about.
Yes.
They're not in this to be beneficial. They want their own way. They want to control things. They want their business to be influenced or to influence the things that are going on in Washington. And I think it's the same thing as what happens when all these big corporations send their cronies and clowns in to be the number two guy at the USDA or the FDA or the EPA.
Or the lobbyists.
Yeah.
The lobbyists who actually write the laws for lawmakers.
The Obama
lawmakers
healthcare bill,
don't
you
know how to write them
so much, which is a biggest piece of...
Roberta's onto something there.
Let me finish. Billy Towson, who is the former congressman, who's now the head lobbyist for the insurance company, one of three people that wrote the bill that we call Obamacare. All right, anyway, Richie, you were saying?
You're exactly right, and Roberta is too. The politicians do not write the laws.
No.
The lobbyists go,
whoever gives the most money.
Here's what we know. They go, we've written this law. They actually write the bill, and they hand it to the politicians. They hand it to the congressmen, the senators, and they say, this is exactly what you wanted.
Right.
Look at this. And then the politician takes it and kind of adjusts it and edits it and makes it their own. But the lobbyists are the ones who walk out with the book and say, here's your new health care bill.
Right.
Here's
right.
the new bill on governing internet access and blah, blah, blah. Here's the new bill on what kind of cement you can use in bridges. And they just hand it to the politicians, and the politicians read it, and they go, yes, I like this, this, this. No, got to change that. Okay, good. It's done.
Yeah,
or if the person, the lobbyist, or the company the lobbyist is representing gave the politician $10 million towards their campaign, well, then that politician is kind of, you know, kind of owes his well.
Of course he does.
You know.
Right, yeah.
But everybody knew that. I never realized I knew a guy who actually wrote a bill and handed it to several
congressmen. They're not writing the bills. Yeah.
I was like,
the lobbyists are writing the bill. No, that doesn't make your hair stand on end.
Doesn't Barry Manilow have a song, I write the bills that make the young girls sing? In a moment, Carrie Hall, speaking of insurance, is going to help us understand what you need to know about health insurance and how politics get in the politics gets in the way of
it's going to help guide you through, because it's the open season now, and it's your time to pick a new insurance.
Get your BB gun
out. Be prepared.
Time for open season on Roberta. It's 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Jim Pee-wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee-wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 1313 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1313.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
This MultiView report is brought to you by Cox Communications. Better safe than sorry is a slogan to live by, especially considering a burglary occurs every 15 seconds in the U.S. According to a 2015 survey conducted by Cox Home Life, more than 50% of homeowners worry they've left their front door unlocked after leaving the house. And almost 45% of parents check in on their tween or teen once or twice a day with their home security camera. And we care about our furry family members a lot, too. More than 50% of those surveyed have left an event early to check on a pet. Allison Jacobson, the safety mom.
Using technology to protect, monitor, and control your home remotely is perfect for parents who want to check in on their tweens, teens, or pets throughout the day. It's imperative you ensure your family is prepared to face anything that comes their way, from weather-related disasters to keeping your home protected.
Take the time to learn protective measures to avert a crisis before it occurs. Visit cox.com/ homelife for more information.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a focus on your insurance. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich, and I have Carrie Hall, who is recognized as a pretty astute healthcare policy expert. That's why we have him here, because we're pretty astute, and we want to be surrounded by people who are astute, Carrie. Is that okay?
Hey, I like that. I've never been called astute before. I've been called a lot of things, but that's kind of unusual.
Astute. All right, indeed. So you are the host of America's Healthcare Advocate, which is a weekly program that helps folks listening to understand the complexities of healthcare. Why is there an open season? Why do they have open, so-called open enrollment? What's the deal with that?
There are two open enrollment periods, and the first one I'll speak about is the open enrollment period for those of us that are chronologically challenged, meaning if you're 65-plus, this is the open enrollment period that begins on October 15th, and this is for Medicare and the Medicare Advantage plans. That's not to be confused with open enrollment for Obamacare or ACA, which starts on November 1st.
But what's the point of having an open enrollment? Why not just have it so you sign up anytime you don't have an open enrollment and you want to buy a new car? You go to the car dealership and say, I want to buy a new car. So what the hell is the deal with this?
Okay, the deal with this is that this was the deal they cut with the insurance carrier so that you couldn't. Well, okay, here's the deal. You know, you can't buy insurance on your home if your house is on fire. And the same theory applies to the health insurance side. So people have an opportunity, regardless of their medical conditions, to come on either one of these types of plans, whether it's a Medicare situation or whether it's health insurance, but only during the open enrollment. So you can't get up on February 15th and go, oh, I've got cancer. I think I'm going to go sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan. You cannot do that. So that's why the open enrollment periods are there, to limit.
What, nobody gets cancer in February?
Well, if they do, they're not going to get health insurance if they weren't smart enough to buy it in advance. And that's really what it comes down to, okay?
But why just say then you can't buy if you have although that was supposed to be the change in Obamacare, if you have pre-existing conditions, you can't buy?
Right.
What is the difference? Whether it's January or November, what the hell difference does it make? I still don't get it.
Well,
That's okay.
And a lot of people don't get it, but it is what it is, and those are the rules, okay?
Yeah.
And
because somebody in the insurance business lobbied someone in Congress and presented them with a bill that said, this is what we want to do, and here's our check for your campaign for $500,000. See if you can get this done.
Gary, what do people need to do?
Well, I can assure you it probably wasn't Donald Trump that gave the $500,000.
No, I don't think that's what people be looking at, Gary, if their open enrollment is here. How do they know whether they should make a change, and what should they be looking at if they do?
Okay, so on the Medicare side, let's talk about them first. If your Medicare Advantage plan, if you're on a Humana plan, an Aetna plan, a United AARP plan, if your network is changing, because those are network-centered plans and they're offered on a county-by-county basis, if you got a notification that your providers are changing or they're going to an HMO from a PPO, you may want to look at a different plan. The Medicare Advantage plans encompass the Part D prescription drug coverage inside the plan. So those are very important. And this window of opportunity for seniors, those that are 65 plus, to sign up is October 15th through December 7th. So after December 7th, that enrollment period closes and you cannot get on a Medicare Advantage plan unless you age in. So folks that want to make a move, if you want to come off a Medicare supplement plan or you're on a plan you don't like and you want to move to another Medicare Advantage plan, you can do that during this open enrollment period, and that's how it operates.
For example, my brothers and I help my mother with her insurance, or if you're in this plan and you need some help kind of directing it, do they have somebody that you can call there at Medicare or something?
Well, that's a great question. Yeah, there is a website, cms.gov, and I will tell you what most people tell me after they go up there and spend about an hour trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. It's more confusing than it is helpful. We talk to people all over the country, and we're happy to help people, guide them through this, let them make a choice that makes good sense for them and fits their needs. It doesn't do you much good to buy a plan and then find out that your doctor's not in the plan or the hospital you want to go to is not in the plan. So those are all things that are important, and typically that information is not available on websites, and it's certainly not available on CMS.gov.
All right, so Richie comes into these conversations when he thinks I'm losing my mind or I've lost control. I just can't fathom
I know.
It's, a it's, system
no end.
That is this pejorative about how it's run.
It's complicated. And I remember when my parents craziness. Got the Medicare books, they were like 5 inches tall with small print. It's like, I mean, I'm college educated. I looked at this thing and said, what does it say?
It's damnable. That's not your fault, Carrie. It's just, is the system, once again, doesn't serve the people who pay for it.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
John Mellencamp did not sing this at Farm Aid.
Really?
Did a lot of his other hits. Maybe it's because when this was number one, he was not known as John Mellencamp. He was known, the record promoters had him change his name to John Cougar. He became John Cougar Mellencamp, and then he told him to stick it. He was going to use his own name, so he went back to John Mellencamp. This is a song that was number one during this week in 1982, the story of Jack and Diane.
Little Diddy. I got to get it from the beginning. Oops, hold on.
What happened?
Oh, let me hear. Little Diddy about Jack and Diane.
Yeah. So it's called Jack and Diane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, Bonnie Tyler.
All right, so we got that taken care of. All right, moving up to the next year, during this week in 1983, young Miss Bonnie Tyler on the top of the charts with the Total Eclipse of the Heart. Number one this week, 1983.
There's nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.
Good song. Let it go a little bit, Richie. It's good. Let's move up another year to number one during this week in 1984. God, do I love this song. Is it for you, Roberta?
Oh, thank you, Dutch.
That's when you hang up on me.
I never hang up on you.
Ah.
I have.
I know you have.
Or vice versa. I just called to say I love you. Stephen Q. Wonder here. Hang it up. Who can't sing along with this? This great concert song. I'd love to see Stevie Wonder in concert. I've never been to see him.
Neither have I.
Oh, he's incredible.
Does the hits?
I had the opportunity to watch him do a rehearsal at the UN for a show he was doing a couple of years back, and it was just fascinating to watch him just kind of, you know, work out different numbers that he wanted to. He's just sitting there at the piano by himself, just kind of playing and, you know, singing along by himself, just working stuff out. It was absolutely, really an honor to see it.
Very good stuff.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he has to be. All right, let's see. Number one this week, 1985, belongs to Ready for the World. Can't remember the song. You don't remember the group, though. Forgettable group.
Sounds like a French production here.
It does.
French?
Prince.
Oh, Prince.
Yeah.
I'm wondering whether...
Yeah. It would be a studio.
It very much.
With
yeah.
Yeah, it does. You're right. Yeah.
It has that background rhythm.
Yeah. Yeah, because he used to just write songs, and then he would create a band to sing the song and make them, like, More Day and Time and a couple other bands. He just made that band up just for songs that he didn't want to do. He wanted them to do.
Yep. Good job. All right, so that takes care of the number one song this week in 85. Let's move to this week in 1986. Another hit for Janet Jackson. Being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This song, When I Think of You, was number one during this week in 1986. Richie, crank it up. Have time to get Whitesnake in?
No, let's skip Whitesnake and go to Def Leppard. If you're going to go heavy, go to Def Leppard. That's what I said.
Number one during this week in 1988.
You cannot beat a heavy metal band that has a one-armed drummer. That's what I always say.
I know, and I've been thinking that too. Nothing better than a one-armed drummer. Ever seen Sheila E. play the drums? You want to see somebody play the drums.
That's another Prince product. Yeah. That's what I was talking about.
Watch her play those drums,
yeah,
man.
She's great.
I'll tell you.
She's got two arms.
She does. That girl. Probably beefy arms. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do. And I'm still free. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a good day program. All days are good that have the good day program intertwined somehow or other into the reality of the host listener. I'm the host, you're the listener. What's going on in your noggin today? And how can we influence it one way or another? Or at least give you some information. We have information here, and you do with it what you please. 888-302-3684 is an exchange line. Email to Roberta or Rich or Doug at DougSteffen.com, because Rich McFadden's here. Roberta Fasinelli is here. And the focus now is on the state of Iowa, where they're having a lot of conversation about the caucus, right?
Right. Election. It's all election talk, right?
No, it's not, Richie. No. Wrong, bad breath mouth.
What else could be going on in Iowa?
Another charge has been filed against a former Iowa lottery security officer convicted of rigging one of the drawings, accused of fixing two others. Felony money laundering is the charge. Iowa Attorney General casting a wide net to see whether or not other lotteries may be affected by these bums. Just 3 days earlier, Iowa law enforcement and lottery officials asked for the public's help in tracking down more frauds that could have been committed by Eddie Raymond Tipton. With a name like that, you know he's a crook, right? Eddie Raymond Tipton, former information security director at the Multi-State Lottery Association. Eddie Raymond Tipton, guilty! Asking anybody who claims a lottery ticket on behalf of another person to report the information to authorities. How do you do that? How do you know you're how do they know at the window when you go to collect that you're not the person who bought it? You don't have to identify yourself when you buy the ticket.
No.
So how do they know that it's... I don't get that.
I don't understand how they follow through.
They obviously had some concerns about this guy and were following his friends and family and seeing that they were winning. And I want to know how he rigged it.
Yeah, me too.
Don't say how he rigged it.
I'm going to get my sister to rig some of these.
Yeah, why? Does she work with the lottery system?
No, but it's, get her a job.
Oh, she's smart enough. She could do it, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Probably smarter than this guy. Wouldn't get caught.
I don't know. This guy doesn't look like he's too smart to me. I'm seeing a picture of him at DougStefan.com in the trending box. Hey, good day. He didn't look too smart to me at all.
Say how he fixed it, though. That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they tell you how he fixed it, then other people are going to try to fix it. Duh.
Yeah, but they
you want to know because you want to
cheat. Blow up buildings.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the big deal with this?
Uh-huh. That's the question. What's the big deal? All right, so that's that story. Trending box, DougStefan.com. The video of the day today at DougStefan.com comes from YouTuber Matt Benedetto. Richie, Roberta, Matt Benedetto.
Oh, this is cool. I love these.
This was filmed in Vermont. He uses a quadricopter drone to give you a look at the amazing autumn colors where the leaf peepers are going in New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island fairly soon, all over New York State. They're just now turning here on the farm. I'm looking out the window at yellow, orange hues, red hues.
So this guy climbed all the way to the top of one of the hills. I'm going to call it a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And he was up on a rock on the top of the hill, and it just sends the drone up and out.
Yep.
And the picture is beautiful.
Climbed every mountain, Richie. Forded every stream. Following his stream.
I love the video that comes from these quadcopters.
He doesn't even get that, Roberta. He's so
he has
uncultured.
No idea what I'm doing. Yeah.
He has no idea what I'm doing.
No, I'm watching the video. I'm not paying attention.
No, you're not paying attention to what I'm saying.
No.
But Roberta got it. Thank heavens.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm sort of funneling the conversation into a story, an article that I read in the New York Times over the weekend about John Stewart's wife. You read the New York Times, Roberta, right?
Yeah.
Did you see this in the style section? The story of John Stewart and his wife opening a farm that is to benefit animals that need to be saved. I could have sworn
really?
To you if this guy is dreaming
that?
The same dreams that I'm dreaming.
He stole your idea?
Well, I don't know if he stole it, but he has the same idea. In Watkins Glen, New York, the Stewarts have a farm, and they save various species. Richie or Roberta, I don't know if Roberta, you knew what I was doing with the farm, but we're now getting to the point where we're going to be able to pay off all the people that need to be paid off and save the farm, and we're going to make a bovine equine canine sanctuary at the farm. Have three beautiful barns, one for cows, one for horses, and one for dogs. And so that's hopefully what we're going to do. But the story in the New York Times is basically about John Stewart and his wife doing the same thing. They have goats that they have saved there, all kinds of animals, a little broader, but not as focused. See, I want to focus. I know about cows. Meredith knows about horses, and we both know about dogs. So we figure we can really do a good job as we build out what can be done with this beautiful farm that we have here. I want to be true to the cows. I want to still raise cows. I want to save cows.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to do the same with horses. And we all know what a problem there is with dogs around, how many dogs are euthanized every year. So this will be a way to help save some good dogs that need treatment and then find good homes for them. Same thing with horses to a point. I don't know that I'm going to find a lot of homes for cows, but I can find, they'll have a home there. But we can find horses. There are a lot of horses that get abused too, you know. Horses and relatives, there are a lot of donkeys and ponies and things that get seriously abused. So this is a way to help them, and that's also what's going on at the farm that John Stewart and his wife have set up. Good story. Neat old farm. I'm just trying to remember where Watkins Glen is. I knew at one point in time.
It's upstate New York.
There.
Is it
far? Upstate New York.
Is it far up, upstate?
No, not too far up.
No, I think it was too far. Yeah. Not as far as Albany. Inland, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. So congratulations.
congratulations to John Stewart and to his wife, and what they're doing is something that I certainly support wholeheartedly. I want to do that, as I said. All right, time for car talk. Have you got something going on in your house, Roberto? What's going on there?
Tom's cooking breakfast.
That's Tom in the background making breakfast, and soon he's going to put the blender on and make a real ruckus.
Good for him. Congratulations. All right, so we have time. We have time for car talk here, Richie. Car makers from Chrysler, Ford, GM, and other technical companies working together to standardize the data that is a part of the standardization of global sharing. My God, what a headache I get when I see these things. New cars are going to have interconnectivity. This is the preliminary work being done, so you can have self-driving cars. The automotive industry, in order to sustain itself, thinks that it has to prepare for the future. And one of the things they have to do is get data in all these cars, or the ability to produce data, so they don't crash into each other. I don't know why they're embracing this so much, frankly. I think, do people really not want to drive their cars? Is that what this is about?
We need to. People are so distracted.
We need to what?
People are so
not
distracted.
Not drive our cars?
You included.
How do you figure that?
You spend tons of time on your cell phone when you're behind the wheel.
Yeah, so you watch what I'm doing. I have Bluetooth now.
Any technology that you can, it doesn't matter. You're still distracted even if your hand, both hands are 10 and 2.
Really?
You're still distracted. Your eyes are not on the road. Mm-hmm. Your brain is kind of paying attention to driving, but you are not really.
Well, I'm being facetious a little bit with you. I can remember, and when I drive across country, Meredith and I were talking about this the other day, when she went to Florida last year and I drove to California. We left on the same day. We were both driving. We'd spend 8-9 hours a day on the phone talking to each other. It was just, that's how we spent our time, as we drove. And I can tell you there were hundreds of miles that I don't remember
anything about it. So I heard a commercial on the way in. Being in Washington, a lot of the commercials that you hear on the news stations are geared towards the politicians and the lobbyists so that they can get their laws and their agendas passed. Volvo has an ad out, and I'm trying to remember now, where they basically talk about how by 2020 they want to have a full crash avoidance system in every single one of their cars that they sell. And they want legislation to require that every auto manufacturer has it. And they say in this commercial that other countries already have it. Why is the United States behind?
I'm checking out. I want to be able to drive my tractors, my trucks, my car, here, there, and everywhere.
Here's the Daily Mail right there. The car you can't crash because laser sensors will slam.
Right,
we're going to
have bumpers, laser bumpers.
Of course, it's a Volvo.
Yeah. Of course, it's a Volvo.
I think it's good. Bring on the technology.
I need to have a Volvo. So I don't run into any of my friends in those cheap General Motors cars.
My God, Buffy, if I would have hit a Chevette on that dirty pickup truck over there, I don't know what I would have to throw my Volvo away.
And Roberto Fasanelli drives that cheap Chevrolet. Get her out of my way. I'm driving a Volvo.
Please get that Volvo.
Please get that out of my way.
That's the Chevrolet.
43 past the hour on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
October is National Immunity Month. A recent study shows exercise helps build up your immunity, but more than 80% of us don't get what we need. Fitness expert Tracy Anderson, creator of the Tracy Anderson Method, shares tips for staying healthy.
Because I'm a busy working mom, I'm constantly looking for ways to keep my energy up. Zicam Total Immune Plus Performance Support Orange Burst Melts is formulated with B vitamins to support energy by converting food into fuel. These melts are really tasty, so they feel less like a dietary supplement and more like a treat.
Another way to help support immunity beyond diet and exercise?
Many people don't realize this, but immunity function actually starts in the gut. Zicam Total Immune Plus Digestive Health Berry Crystals has probiotics with live active cultures that are so important for your digestive health. You can take these crystals right from the packet, or you can throw it in your water bottle, give it a little shake, and you're good to go.
To learn more about immune health, visit ZicamImmune.com and follow along with Tracy Anderson on social media as she dishes out tips all month long.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. In the fairy tale known as Billy Goat's Gruff, a troll who hides under a bridge threatens anyone who tries to cross over it. In real life, a new kind of troll is threatening job providers across America. It's called the patent troll. A patent troll is someone who owns a patent but doesn't produce the product or use a method protected by it. Instead, the so-called troll sues other job providers who either do something or make something similar to the patent, but not exactly what it covers. It's a murky area of the law, and that's why it's been widely abused in recent years. Victims of patent trolls have included everyone from famous comedians and popular websites to small home builders and large consumer product makers. Let's be fair. Patents are important because they give incentives to inventors to be creative. But in the hands of unethical trolls, they've become nothing more than assault weapons for holdup artists. And that really gets my goat. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
46 past the hour, Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden on the Good Day program with the story of this bizarre, fast-moving ripple spotted around a nearby star. So now scientists are scratching their heads at NASA. They say that the waves are unlike anything they have ever seen before. Astronomers spotting the strange structure in the surrounding dust cloud of a young star called AU Mike.
Huh? What?
AU!
AU Mike!
AU!
They were observing it with a large telescope in Chile. Scientists say five giant wave-like arches seen racing away from the star like ripples in water. Check them out. Pictures at DougSteffen.com. Anthony Boccoletti, the lead author of the new research paper on the subject, said the finding was very unexpected. The images of AU Mike show a set of unexplained features. You compare the images of the star taken with a Hubble Space Telescope a couple of years ago, and then the ones taken by Boccoletti and his team, they see the racing ripples moving away from the star at a rapid pace, moving at speeds up to 24,000 miles per hour. These three of these people, how the hell can they tell that by looking at these pictures?
Math.
It's the same as Vascar radar.
Math.
Time and distance.
Really?
Sure.
Wow. All right, so check the whole story out and the pictures at DougSteffen.com. All right, there's a lot of interest in Australia. I had an email, actually a posting, a Facebook posting I saw the other day about the way the Australians are handling the problem of gun control. You know, here we have this focus on new laws, which are ridiculous because they don't enforce the old laws, so why mess with them? But the state, a country sometimes referred to as a state, state of Australia has done something that is fairly unique. Some people like it, some people don't like it. But because they have had a voluntary program to get people to give up their guns, they say it has impacted the murder rate there. I remember in Port Arthur, was it last year, 35 people were killed? Remember that? The massacre? Yeah. So now they have enacted new laws, and they say that their murder rate has gone down. But there are other, this other thing I saw on Facebook suggested just the opposite. Not about Australia necessarily, but about other countries that have taken guns away, because then the innocent people don't have them. You hear this argument all the time. Only the criminals have guns. Maybe that's the case. But what do we have? What responsibility do we have in a free society in terms of having... This is the argument. We have a free country. So people should be able to do what they want, say what they want, own what they want. But now we have all, because there are so many people, the country's overgrown. That's why these things are a problem, because we have too many people. We can't control them. We can't marshal them. We can't do what's necessary for people to live in a civilized society, because so many people live in our society are uncivilized. And that's the problem, it seems to me. Uncivilized meaning that they're mentally unstable. That's the focus, I think, anyway. 51 after on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We welcome in Greg Steffen, who is the technology expert for Men's Health Magazine, with the story that's highlighted at DougSteffen.com today about this Florida woman who was arrested after broadcasting herself driving drunk. What a genius! Let's figure out how Periscope works. It gives new meaning to up Periscope. That phrase. So we get to that. Plus the Dell purchase of EMC for only $67 billion. That comes under our scrutiny in just a moment. How will that affect you? We'll find out in a moment on Good Day.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm American Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Yeah.
Wow, that is really tasty. If I were to think of a taste of like Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be responsible.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great. But today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yep.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples. Make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
All right, so a lot of people get to be very wealthy yesterday. This EMC company is headquartered in Hopkinton and Westboro, Massachusetts, which is a stone's throw from where I am. And Dell buying EMC. First of all, what does EMC do? What is their... They're some kind of a software company, aren't they?
Well, they actually have quite a few different businesses, but the core business is basically data storage. And they've been around forever. And of course, with the cloud and with all of our mobile technology, cloud storage has become more significant than ever because now we're not only storing things, but we're doing our work in the cloud. Mm-hmm. I did want to point out that if you reverse the order of this, you actually could get a company that I think McDonald's would applaud. It would be McDell. But I don't think that's the way it's going to go.
Yes. So there are, with a $67 billion purchase, there are about 300-400 people who work in one of the offices here in Westboro, and I know somebody who's there, and he has been given stock options, as most of the people who came in on the ground floor were given. This is not an old company, by the way. This company is fairly new in terms of all these technology companies.
Yeah, well, I mean, Dell's not, you know, Dell's no IBM either, but they're old in tech time.
Yeah, right.
You know,
exactly.
EMC, I don't know when they were founded, but they've been around, I would guess, 25 to 30 years.
So the fellow who owns most of the stock will become a billionaire.
Yes.
Or not most of it, but a good percent, a founder. Then there were people who worked under him who will get hundreds of millions of dollars out of this, and a lot of people who are rank and file folks will become millionaires and never have to work again.
Yeah.
So it's a...
And I'm guessing you and I were not any of those.
No, I'm afraid I missed that day for buying stock.
When I first heard this, my first response was, oh, this is the IBM model, and that's exactly... You know, Dell's in a very difficult place. They have been for a while now. PC sales are shrinking.
Yep.
I haven't been seeing a lot of people walking around with Dell tablets or smartphones, and they've tried, but they haven't been successful there. Mm. So this is a, you know, IBM tanked some years ago and now has come back and is highly successful.
Very high, yeah.
Really in the services and the kind of hardware cloud-ish business, and Dell's going to use that as a model, and I think it's very smart.
Good for them. All right, speaking of smart, Florida woman used a live video broadcasting app called Periscope to show off her heavy partying last Friday. What happened with that?
You know, I just wanted to remark that we've heard of the Darwin Awards,
yes,
right?
That's right, yes.
She, I think, could win the digital Darwin Awards.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you're going to do stupid things, if you're going to do criminal things, if you're going to do things that maybe aren't illegal but are immoral, it might be best to turn your phone off and make sure the people around you have turned their phones off.
That could be said for the fellow who committed a robbery and called Uber. That's another story.
Follow that car.
El Stupidos. All right. Greg is not one of those. He's an El Smartio, and he's here with us on the Good Day program to advise us on technical matters, if you know what I mean. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.